Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, NFL Network analyst Brian Baldinger will join us. The third season of Film Session is available now on NFL Game Pass. Features Brian Baldinger and Kurt Warner breaking down game film with NFL players like Devontae Adams, Za'Darius Smith. To order NFL Game Pass, visit NFL.com/Game Pass. The first 5 episodes of Film Session will air on NFL Network Saturdays at 7 Central starting June 6th. That's this week. The episode featuring Devontae Adams on the 4th of July. And let's hit the Schneider Orange Hotline and welcome in Brian Baldinger. Brian, thanks for the time.
My pleasure, Tim. Nice to be with you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's dig into the meat and potatoes here, if you will, right away here, and we'll get to your show, which is a cool show. But backpedaling, if you will, for lack of another term, and I don't want to hit the controversy button here on you, Brian, but of Drew Brees, Vic Fangio, your thoughts on their comments and then what they said afterwards?
Well, I mean, this is a time of really we need compassion and understanding right now. And, you know, the outrage is real. And, you know, what we saw to George Floyd ignited something that has been in, you know, a lot of communities for a long time. And I think that's where our concentration has to be. And that's where our compassion, our empathy has to go right now.
Yeah, you were in the NFL. You've been in locker rooms. I'm going to talk with Leroy Butler here in about an hour or so. And I'll talk to him about that. But being in and around the industry, does it give any vindication for what Colin Kaepernick was trying to achieve?
Well, I mean, I don't know how Colin Kaepernick, you know, is in the league, to be honest with you. I mean, the guy was on a path of greatness. I mean, San Francisco was a power. Those games against Seattle were must-see TV, him going up against Russell Wilson. And to see his team, you know, within 5 yards of winning a Super Bowl game and to see him out of the league, I mean, it's just something that, I mean, we have to look beyond whatever posture he was taking before a game and just look at what he was trying to say. I think that's probably way more important than any gesture at this point. I mean, the guy belongs playing football, and it's just wrong that he isn't.
Yeah, I agree with you. And no offense to guys like Mike Glennon and some of these other quarterbacks that have been on rosters since. It is peculiar that he's not at least on a roster somewhere. So no question. And there's a brotherhood that is within the NFL that can achieve a lot of things. And if the message doesn't get out, they're going to use what platforms they can. And that's just the way it is. There's got to be some change. There's no question about it. Brian Baldinger, NFL Network analyst on the Bill Michaels Show here. Your show, Film Session with Kurt Warner, you're going to bring in Devontae Adams and Za'Darius Smith. How was that?
You know, to sit down with Devontae and Za'Darius, you know, together, or not together, but in the film room, and just going through game tape with those guys, I mean, you can't help but learn from both of them. I mean, both have tremendous personalities. They really understand the game, and they love talking about the game. So they're in their element, Tim, and just to listen to the situations and what they saw, you know, whether it was, you know, a 4th and fourth and four play against Chicago, week 15 for the opening score of the game against the Bears, and what Aaron Rodgers saw in a little audible check, you know, and how much he trusts him. You know, to see Za'Darius Smith line up at every single defensive line position and, you know, beat opponents and the way that he does it with the different techniques. I just felt like I kept learning from both those guys, and any fan would learn a tremendous amount about their positions and what they do within the Packers organization.
Yeah, and I was talking about that last hour in the show is the microphones on whether it's an NBA court or a Major League Baseball field or a sideline with the regards to the NFL, the opening of that door or the swiping away that curtain a little bit, you were there, you've been there. Is that a good idea to during games get mic'd up, or is it maybe a better decision to break it down with the player after the fact?
I think it's better to do it after the fact where they can really get comfortable. They can be relaxed. They can be in their element. I think it's just better. Otherwise, you know, you really got to filter everything from the language to, you know, do they cross the line? Do they say too much? I mean, the NFL and NFL film is supposed to do that. But sometimes in real time, it's hard to do it. But I think in this setting, this is where you can really get the players. You can really see the intelligence of the players. You can really see the game planning, the coaching. And then see it through their eyes and hear it through their voice. And I've been at this thing a long time as a player, and a commentator, as a broadcaster. And I got to tell you, Tim, I keep learning. I keep learning nuances of the game that I just kind of keep adding. And I think any fan, any coach, if they listen to these players describe the game through their eyes, they're going to learn a lot as well.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I just, as a longtime fan, a longtime broadcaster of 30-plus years, I think the door was opened a little bit to the NFL films when they were breaking down. I think for me, the tipping point was the Terrell Davis conversation, Super Bowl Green Bay Denver, when he said, "Coach, I can't see. I can't see." That's the sort of thing where Mike Holmgren says to Brett Favre, "What are you doing?" "Oh yeah, it's a touchdown. Okay, I'll take that." I love that sort of thing, and you pick up that from the players on this show right here, Film Session on NFL Network with you, Brian Ball, Aldinger and Kurt Warner. Before I let you go, Brian, I got to ask you this question. I think we're just mulling this over. Did the Green Bay Packers do enough to take that next step in the NFC? And I'm talking about the draft. I'm talking about free agency. How do the national guys like you look at Green Bay and what they did in the offseason?
Well, it's hard to believe that in a wide receiver rich draft where 35 wide receivers were taken, that the Packers didn't take one. I mean, I just, you know, I've been going back and watching the Packers in 2011, 2012, you know, when Aaron Rodgers was the league MVP and they were 15-1. And I'm looking at the receiving core of Donald Driver, Jordy Nelson, Greg Jennings, James Jones. I'm looking through that class of receivers, Randall Cobb. I mean, they were loaded. Like, there's a reason why the ball came out of Aaron Rodgers' hand hot. And in less than 2 seconds, guys were winning immediately. And I just don't see that from the Packers right now. I mean, I know they won 14 games, and you can't dismiss that. But if you're asking, do they jump in front of San Francisco by what they did in the draft, I don't think they did.
Who else in the NFC real quick? Is it San Francisco and everybody else, or is it Tampa, New Orleans, Seattle's in the mix, Dallas in the mix, Green Bay in the mix, maybe Minnesota in the mix? I love the NFC right now. It's going to be fun.
Well, the NFC was great last year. You know, Green Bay came out with a great record. They had trouble with San Francisco, so that's their nemesis right now. You know, but the Vikings, they had a great draft. New Orleans isn't going away. Somebody from the NFC East is going to take a step up, whether it's Dallas or Philly. You know, and Seattle is always a threat. So, I mean, it's still – and then there's always the team that comes out of nowhere. Maybe that's Tampa. Maybe it's in Atlanta. Somebody's going to come out of nowhere because they always do, just the way the Packers did a year ago.
Who are you a fan of, Brian? I mean – I mean, deep down, like if you're at home and you're just, you know, with the family, who are you a fan of?
Well, I'm a fan of the NFL, period. I love the chess match. But, I mean, look, San Francisco's running game, I could watch San Francisco's running game all day long because the nuances that allow them to be as successful as they are is unmatched. But I also could watch Lamar Jackson play quarterback in Baltimore in that offense, which was unstoppable all the way until the divisional championship loss to Tennessee, but was unstoppable all year. So, I mean, there's a lot that I like to watch.
It would have been okay to say Dallas. It would have been all right. We'd have forgiven you. All right,
well,
Brian, thanks for the time.
I mean, they couldn't finish games last year. They couldn't come back and beat Minnesota. They couldn't beat New England at the end. They couldn't beat the Eagles at the end. I mean, they stalled, you know, at the end of games with a chance to win them last year.
Brian, thanks for the time. It's good stuff. Film session, yourself and Kurt Warner on NFL Network and NFL.com/Game Pass. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
There he is, Brian Baldinger, and he joined us here on the Bill Michaels Show on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.